wanna live so bad you wanna die. Ever cried and cried until you can't cry? Like, why am I alive? What's the purpose to life?
Hi, welcome to Boys Do Cry Mental Health Conversations, where we have honest conversations about mental health.
Each week we talk about how we're feeling, how we're truly feeling, and try and make sense of what goes on in our mind.
No, we are not mental health professionals, and if you're struggling, please reach out for help.
The stories you hear should not be a substitute for professional help. They're here to supplement your journey.
My name is Ram Reyes.
And I'm Paulina Rodriguez Reese. Thanks for joining us.
What up, boys? Welcome back to the season finale of season, what are we, three?
Three.
Of Boys Do Cry. It's us, the boys.
We're back.
We're back, and it's the end of the season. It sounds like it's the end of the... No, it's just the end of the season, but we've made it after 15 long episodes. That was long.
I know. That was a really long season. We're not doing that again. We're doing very short.
Yeah, I think we will. But we were, you know, learning. It was a learning experience. And, you know, I just want to, like, straight up, at the very beginning, I want to say thank you to the people who listened through the entire season. You made it this far. If you listened to every single episode, I love you. And thank you for dedicating that time and spending it with us. That means a lot. Yeah.
Thank you, because I feel like I was low-key a mess. I still kind of am. You know, but that happens when you do new things.
Yeah, when things just keep happening.
Yeah, when things just keep happening, you're kind of a mess 1 week, and then you're okay the next week. And then you don't really know where you're going.
Yeah. And, you know, during these season finales, we always kind of reflect on what we learned last season, or this season.
Previous season.
And you know what always, like, what stuck out of me this whole time, like, of all the episodes, I just remember that one episode where we talked about the art of mourning.
The art of grieving.
Grieving, yeah, that's what it is. Grieving, mourning. Because I feel that right now. I feel like that's the theme that, like, it's just you just, like, grieving your past selves, or just, like, what you had in the past. Because it's gone
letting
now.
Letting it go.
Yeah, letting it go. Because I just want to tell everybody, I graduated university, college, whatever.
Congrats, by the way.
Thank you. I graduated from Fresno State after 6 long years. Mm-hmm. Like, since I graduated in 2013. And now it's 2019. Now I have my bachelor's in journalism. And I actually already have a job. I have a job at the Business Journal in Fresno. It's a newspaper, and I designed the newspaper. So things changed very quickly, and I'm finding out that I'm in a new chapter of my life. I'm already feeling like the isolation. Some sort of isolation, because, like, all my friends are, you know, they're on summer break. They still have their, you're going to go into your next semester and do that stuff. And my schedule is totally different now. Like, it's all dedicated to 8 to 5, because I've worked from 8 to 5 every weekday. Mm-hmm. And that's, like, totally changed, like, my rhythm of my life. And the rhythm, like, I just can't, like, you know. I don't have a summer vacation anymore. I kind of wanted that. But now it's gone forever. Like, I have to save.
No more summers.
Yeah, summer now is just a time. Or just like, oh, now it's hot now. I'm going to work and it's hot. Great. That's it. But now I have to save up all of my vacation days so I can go on actual vacation. So I'm like, what? But, you know, it's still, you know, fulfilling work. But sometimes there's a grind where it's just like, why am I being ruled by this clock? Like,
yeah.
Like, I have to actually,
you know what?
Physically punch in, like, paper.
Oh my God,
like,
Ram.
I'm like, I'm a wage slave. I'm like, this clock is ruling my world. Like, I'm a boss to this clock. Like, there was a depressing moment last week where two of my other coworkers were waiting right in front of the clock thing, like the punch thing, for it to turn 5. For like a straight minute, it was silent while we were all waiting for it to turn 5. 5. And I'm like, what is this? Why am I here?
Ram, you've lived I feel like you've lived a privileged life, man.
I know.
Where you haven't had to be hourly. You really have.
No, I know, I have.
Because I've worked a lot of those jobs. I've even done warehouse and like all that. That is exactly what you do.
Yeah, so I know, I acknowledge it, but I'm just like, dang. Like,
yeah.
I don't think anyone should live like this. Not like, I work an easy job. So I'm like, mm-hmm. What am I really complaining about? But it's still like, this is why capitalism is bad. Like, I don't want anyone doing this, because like, it just, like, your time is just like, you know, put into like, commodified, but whatever. Well, I'll figure that out later. Well, during my long periods of silence at work, where it's just like, well, I'm just doing, just like, what? Well, what's the point of capitalism? But
it's like cubicle, yeah.
Well, that's not.
No, you know what's crazy though. Just thinking back, our last season, we were at the Rampage, and I cried, and I felt like a lot was gonna change, and it really did.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just crazy how like. Those moments just are like so fleeting.
Yeah, they're gone now.
And how in every moment, like, yeah, that we should really, I think that's what I've learned so far in my time here, to really like, we like, I constantly like, I don't want to wish to be somewhere else, even though, you know, sometimes I really be going through it and I'm like, life would be so much easier if I was in Fresno.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm like, you know what, one day I'm gonna wish, like, I'm gonna look back and wish I was here.
Yeah, like, I feel myself,
and we always do that. Yeah,
I feel myself romanticizing the season one. Like those days of just like,
I mean, and we were really going through.
Yeah, but it was just like, I don't know, it was just so novel.
I feel like it was so pure.
Yeah, it was a pure season. It was just like, well, we don't know what we're doing, but we're doing it.
Not pure in the sense that like it was like pure, but it was just like,
it's just something new.
It was very new.
And I was like, oh, okay, like even just season two, but I don't know, maybe we'll miss this too, but probably are, we're probably gonna miss this too, but yeah. You know, yeah, no, I acknowledge that this is also the isolation part, it continuing that privilege, like, thing where it's just like, you know, I am privileged, acknowledged, like, I've never worked like physically taxing jobs, because I'm a I don't know to, I'm just so I'm a little sissy. I'm a weak person when it comes to that. Like, one time I had a summer job picking up watermelons, and I quit like day one because I was like, oh, I can't do this. I'm tired now. But like, you know, there is still, I don't know how to balance, like, I was thinking about this, because I was like, okay, I have privilege, but also I have like, this still bothers me, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, it still bothers me, and I don't know how to like, for all intents and purposes, I shouldn't have anything to complain about. I'm not really complaining. I think I was voicing my, what's it? I told this to somebody where it's like my fear, the anxiety of it, you know, like the fear of like disappointing people, because I have like so much privilege that I can't afford to fuck up. I can't afford to like fuck up what my parents gave me, or everybody else like gave me the chance to. So there is that intense pressure where it's just like, oh, I can't fuck up. You know, I have to do the best I can. And I don't know if I can do my best all the time. Mm-hmm. So it's like, shit.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Just gotta do it, I guess. How are you?
I don't know. So what have we learned this season?
I was gonna I already said how I'm feeling. How are you feeling?
How am I feeling? I'm kind of all over the place. I mean, I'm surrounded by plants in my room, so I feel a little bit better. No, yesterday I was really like, I felt a lot. I think because school ended and it was kind of like that routine, and it was keeping a lot at bay.
Curious how school ends at. Right when Gemini season starts, changes.
I know, right?
Kicks off the the season of change.
Chain reaction. Yeah. So I think I'm going through it for sure. I think it's because I know like my life mm-hmm. is changing a lot. I think a lot of it too is like, I don't really know where I'm at.
Where do you think you're at?
I don't know. I read this, one of my favorite books is The Alchemist. And with my friends, we always talk about like, we reference to the book, like, where are you in the journey? Because mm-hmm. it's a journey. And at one point, he's just in the desert. That's where I'm at.
You're in the desert? What comes out?
Comes I'm after in the desert. Desert. He reaches an oasis and he stays okay. there for a bit.
Well, how are you going to get through this desert?
But I'm in the desert right
now. How do you think you're going to get through this desert? Is the desert so bad?
How am I going to get through this desert?
It's fun.
I don't know. It varies.
It's all. Yeah.
Sometimes there's storms and sometimes the night looks really good.
There's always something good about a bad situation, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. I think I just opened like 10 Pandora boxes of like emotions and wounds, and I'm like, well, now I got all this mess. What do I do?
I think this is our lives for forever now. We're just actually it's always been, but I don't know where I read this where it's just like, yeah, life is just a series of getting problems and then solving them. Like, yeah, it's true. Like,
yeah,
it's just an endless amount of problems, and there will always be problems, and there will always needs to be solving or thinking or processing or something about it.
True. No, you know how I really feel? I'll tell you. I have like the perfect metaphor because I've been, so I'm trying to volunteer at this park here. It's called Willow Springs, and it's a restoration area. So it used to be, all the acres used to be an oil field. Like there was oil drills everywhere, right? And like nothing grew there because it was just waste. And then they started restoring the land like through the city, like sustainability. And like through all the people that worked there, like a lot of the native plants have come back because of the people that have worked on the land like consistently, and they pulled the weeds and all this stuff, right? So I feel like that. I feel like I was an oil field where like nothing
now there's
grew for like years.
Wrong.
And yeah, now the like the native plants are coming back, but there's still all those weeds that are invasive. And like the people at the park, like they have to manually pull those weeds to give the like native plants time to like establish themselves.
You know, nature has very like convenient metaphors for everything.
It's true. Because then one of the women there explained too that like new weeds are popping up. And she said, oh, it's because the land was so compacted because it wasn't being like used or like no plants are growing. So now that these native plants are coming out and the soil is being like, I don't know, like erosion or some shit. Like those weeds, those seeds are now sprouting because the soil is like being eroded. I'm like, oh shit, that's also how I feel. Like I'm healing deeper, and the deeper I go, those weeds come out because I'm going deeper.
I guess you gotta commit to removing those weeds when it pops out.
I am. I'm actually gonna volunteer at that place because that's exactly
you
how
gotta
I
commit
feel.
To helping yourself grow.
Yeah, I'm just going to volunteer my summer pulling weeds and helping the native plants grow. Because I'm like, dude, this is me right now.
Yeah. I was thinking, like, man, I just, like, as you were telling that metaphor, I'm like, I just want to grow to, like, a big tree so I don't have to really worry about things. Like, I just want to be a big, sturdy tree. And then once I'm big enough, I don't have to.
In my next lifetime.
Yeah, just, like, I'm standing there. Nothing can hurt me because I'm fucking big ass tree. A big redwood tree. That's what I want to be. But that redwood started as like, I don't know, small ass tree.
Yeah. You're like, I'm protected by the state. Feet.
Actually, you know, one of my plants, like one of my succulents, like one of them died. Like it died, but like there was like a little tiny sprout. And now it's actually growing. Like I've been taking care of it for like the past, like, I don't know, year or something. And it's finally growing. Like, cause it was like, it died. Like, there's the other corpse is still there. Like, the old, like, plant, but this new one is like right next to it. Each time I look at it.
Sometimes shit has to die for the new one.
But I'm not, now I'm worried because I need to take care of the new one because I'm like, I don't want this to die like the other one. So,
it's tender. And
I'm moving houses, so I need to like readjust the light and how much I water it. I think it died by overwatering last time. So I'm like, shit, I can't overwater it this time or underwater it. These are all like metaphors for relationships, which I'm also learning. Can't underwater it, or if you overwater it, it'll die. So it's both. We got to commit to learning how to work with it, how to have balance.
You got to know the plant. Does the plant like a lot of water?
Yeah.
Does it like to be by the sun?
Yeah.
Does it like a little shade now and then?
You know. So I just gotta. Yeah, I'm just learning a lot about commitment and just falling through with it.
Yeah.
Also, I think I'm finding out that I need to start taking care of my body. I'm going to turn 25 and I realize my body is not, it stops growing now. Like it's downhill from here. Like I'm gonna go. Oh, I'm like my body's gonna start breaking down now, and I need to start taking care of it. If I'm realizing like I'm not a teenager anymore. Like I'm a full ass adult.
Don't say not that a teenager. Out loud, please.
I'm like like my hairline's receded. Like sometimes I say like, oh, you know, I used to make videos in high school, and that used to be like 2 years ago. Now it's like 9 years ago. I'm like, or I don't know, 8 years ago. It's like.
Oh my god.
So I'm just finding out my mortality or something like that. I'm finding out that actually with this 9-to-5 job, now I feel it's even more important for me to like explore my creative side or something, like nurture that, like my spiritual side, like to continue nurturing that. Because I feel like if I don't, I just will go into this routine of just like going to work. They want to get home, mindlessly watch like Netflix or something every day. And, you know, just get into that.
That's true.
Kind of depressing routine that I am ruled by this schedule when I'm actually not. I just need to make time. I just need to make more time. So, I don't know. This is all new for me, guys. If you're all the adults. The real adults, I don't know how it goes, you know? Like, I have a fear that I might be one of those adults that, like, get into this routine and, I don't know, my life sucks or something. I don't know. It's just, I don't want them going that routine. So.
Yeah. What else did you learn, Ram, in these past 6 months?
I think it'd be okay. I think that's, everything works out.
Yeah.
In the end. You know, everything works out. I think you just need to go through I think that's what I've learned is that, like, you have to go through it to even know what you had or something. Like, it's an experience that, like, you have to have the experience to know what you had and what you didn't have beforehand. So it's better. I think it's better than, like, being stagnant.
Yeah.
And it's scary, but I guess that's part of it, you know? Like, you just gotta go through it. Like, go with the flow, I guess. I've been thinking more about this, just more religion stuff. Just, like, a lot more religion stuff. I just feel, like, more spiritual. And, like, I feel, like, even more now that I need that. Like, I think I need some sort of spiritual practice. If I don't, I just feel crushed by the existence of being, like, what's the point of it? Yeah, that too.
I think I realize I need, like, community. Yeah, I think it makes it so much, like, it just makes life easier. Because I thought of like when I was in Fresno, and I'm like, you know what? I feel like I was going through some like even more. I mean, I'm still going through it, but I think I was really, really going through it for a minute right before I left. And like just being able to hang out with like friends or just like things like that, like community events, it helped me a lot. I'm like, I think the secret of life really is just like hanging out. Yeah, because even here, like today that I was like, because yesterday was hard. So I'm like, you know what? Today I don't work till 5. I need to go do something. So I went to downtown LA and like I went to like the fruit market and all these other things. But it's where like all the Mexican people be at. And that's what I needed. Mm. No, I needed that. Like I needed to be like around my people and to like hear like Spanish and to like hear all those songs. Like I needed to be in those space.
Yeah, I think people really are important. Just,
you know,
I don't know. Like now, because now I feel that even more, because like now my time is like even more like scarce. Like now I'm dedicated to, you know, connecting with the people that I love and not losing connection. And I think that is the biggest fear I have going into like quote unquote adulthood is that people always say that you will lose touch with people, you know, and that's just the fact of life. And I have to, you know, let go of that, I guess, or be willing to let people go. To let people, what, like letting go?
You know what? I think that's hard for me too.
Of people.
Yeah. Or connect, like it's just pain, like it hurts. And I realized why. Because when I was leaving Fresno and I was like sad and crying and I'm like, but it finally felt like home. Like, I'm like, why do I have, like I was leaving. And I'm but Fresno finally felt like home. And I didn't feel like home for like, how many years did I live there? Like over 10. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, this is like repeating, like leaving Mexico. Like this is exactly how that
see,
is.
I,
like, it's like a cycle's repeating.
What was that? Like, no, I was like cycles. I'm like, I'm afraid that it is a cycle, but I already know what the cycle is. Like, how do I get into a new cycle? Like a different cycle. Like, please let me be in a different cycle. I don't want this old cycle. Yeah.
Let me be a different cycle. Yeah, I realized that when I was leaving, because I'm like, you know what? I have to like learn this, even though I don't want to learn this. I don't want to experience this. I don't like finally feeling like you found your place and then having to leave again and then starting here. And now I don't know really know where I fit. And the idea of like connecting deeply with people and then what if I leave back to Fresno?
How do you okay,
because there's like a again
like a few ways some people could like take that. They could like some people might react in the way that like they just close off. They just don't want to make deep connections with people because they know it's gonna end. So how do you stop yourself from being bitter about like you know, not to keep trying, to keep wanting to do it, you know? Because you know that in the end there will be pain, but what you have in the process is great, you know?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I think it made me think of like just when I went to Fresno, because I'm like, I could have easily just been like, you know what, I'm gonna come right back. Like, I'm just gonna go to school, do my thing, and then like I'm leaving. Like, why even bother, you know? But I tried, and like really good things happened from it. But it was really hard to leave. Like, it is really hard. It's like I am homesick, and like right now I think I'm pretty closed off for sure, but it's like a mixture of just like being here and like taking time to heal everything that I felt here. So I'm not going to be as open as I was in Fresno. But yeah, I think about that. I'm like, what if I leave?
Yeah.
Like after I graduate, then I have to leave everybody again.
I mean,
but
are you making friends though? Like, are you actively trying to do it, or are you still scared that like you're still thinking of that? Like, you're gonna leave one day.
I'm not like, I don't think that's necessarily stopping me. I think it's more of like, it's a slow process of opening up. Like, I am going to things, but I had to, like, when you think of Maslow's hierarchy, that's what I've been thinking of. I'm barely reaching number three, which is community. Because I had to learn how to, like, first take care of my basic needs. Like, be like, all right, you got to eat something, like, that's good. You got to make sure you feed yourself. And you get water. And then I was like, all right. I remember last time I was freaking out about a job. Now I have two jobs. So now I feel secure in money-wise. So now I feel like I could finally, like,
dude, I think, right, I think I
I'm ready to, like, open up again.
I'm going to invert the pyramid. I'm going to reach self-actualization before I get basic needs.
You inverted it?
Like, oh, shit. I have no drink, but at
then
least
your pyramid's gonna crumble.
I've been enlightened. I know the meaning to life. But yeah, it's just letting go. You have to keep mourning it. Now I'm learning that, like, that this the last few years of my life is over. It's like I don't have to do classes anymore. Like, the problems I had are done. Some of them are permanently left behind in college. I don't have to worry about grades ever again. And now I think I have to, like, let go of, like, waiting for certain things to happen. The one of the things is, like, you know, reconnecting with one of my old best friends. And I think I'm just starting to accept that that's never going to happen. I don't know if I ever talked about this on the pod. Just, you know, someone cut me out of their lives, and I've been trying to grapple with that silently, actually. I feel like I never say it out loud because I don't want it to be real, even though it's been like a year since we've talked. But I think, and it's just not that. It's just like leaving behind. I just realizing that all those fleeting memories, the good times, the bad times, they're all kind of like an end. I'm tearing up for some reason. It's done. It's kind of painful because I don't know, you kind of like look back at it like it's kind of like a story. It's like you reach the end of that book, of that storyline, and like permanently. And I know life isn't like that, but it feels like just accepting that things will never be resolved. There will be storylines that will never be picked up. There will be storylines that will never be mentioned again. Just like in Game of Thrones. Some storylines will be never brought up. There will be characters in your life that will never appear again for no reason.
Again.
They will be suddenly cut out. And sometimes that's just how it goes. And maybe I'm just finally accepting that.
You know what kind of helped me in, like, kind of like those terms? Or, like, even when you asked about, like, like, when you think about, like, opening up and then possibly leaving, like, why, in a way? Like, this semester, I got a garden plot. I was real excited. I was going to start my garden at school. And then, like, halfway through, I knew they were going to demolish it. So, like, obviously, I didn't plant more stuff because I wasn't going to make it. But I would go, like, every other day. And I would just go and, like, look at the plants or, like, eat food that people planted and stuff. And by the end of like the semester, I just thought of it. I'm like, why would life give me something that I needed and that I loved, and then just take it away, just demolish it, just gone. And then I kind of thought, and I'm like, I think that's like life, or like love, or when we have friendships, like, even though sometimes that possibility of it ending, it happens, like thinking of like, like the love and the good things, like, would you give that up? Would you want to like never have experienced that at all?
You know, it's still painful. Especially after someone you thought you trusted and basically your twin.
No, I feel you.
And they're gone. And I think for the past few months, actually for the past year, I've been trying to grapple with like, how do I be okay with things ending? And it's just I feel like it was just, graduation was just just a perfect bookend to that ending. It was just a perfect ending. And all, you get an ending. You just get an
sometimes
ending.
Sometimes you don't get perfect endings.
Dude, Game of Thrones really fucked me up, guys.
Sometimes they're messy. Sometimes they're messy. Yeah. No. No, dude. I've seen like like I've seen some of the people that I used to like talk to here. Like some people that I kinda ended on bad terms. And I never thought that I would, like, I was very hurt too. Or just, you know, whatever it was at that moment. But now when I see them, like, I'm actually like happy to see them. I think because enough time has passed. Like, I don't talk to them, and I'm probably never going to talk to them. And I do feel like what you say, because like, I spent like so much of like my formative years with them, you know? Like so many memories, and it's like college memories, the kind of memories where you like spend like almost every moment together. Or you're like,
and that's
up
like
at 3 a.m., 4 a.m.
No, I think that's like what it is.
It's telling past people things you've never told
I was
before.
Even looking back at my high school. Like, there was like in my Facebook memories, I saw like this post from my high school graduation. I saw people, like the people there in the photo. Mm-hmm. I don't even hang out with them anymore. Like, they're all, like, one of them is a father. One of them is gallivanting around the country drinking. One of them is just gone. I don't know where they are. And it was just like a slice of time, like a fragment of time. Just like, you know, like they were major characters in my life, and now they're like not even in it anymore. And that's scary and like sad. I don't know. It made me feel sad and scared, because like, because now, like, the people I'm, like, hanging out with, like, are they going to be, like, background characters now? Which they probably will be. And I think I'm just trying to be okay with that. Well,
I think that's probably, that's what we learned this season, Ram. Things, it was really, no, it was that conversation,
like,
with that man.
It stuck out to me, because it's like, wait, he's right. Like, that man is right. Who is that man? Get him on the podcast. Get him on here.
I think he'd have a great story. Dude, he's like a really old... He came out really old in life, in his 60s. And last time I asked him about love, like
at
60? How did he feel the first time he was in
70s?
Love? And he just fell in love. For the first time ever in his life. He's in his 70s. I think now he's in his 70s. He started crying.
It's never too late, I guess. Because
he said for the first time he knew what love felt like.
I mean, we have so much time. And
nah.
I don't know. It's just like thinking of all the stream of people coming in and out of your life. It's just that it's hard. Just grieving each one of those connections. You'll never... Yeah.
Grieving people. Nah, I think I definitely, That was a theme of this season, change. And when I go to my dance group, it's like when he sets, like, they put like an altar kind of deal But he was teaching me, like, on the bottom, it's like this woven like textile thing, like a woven fan. And he's like explaining the meaning. He's like, this means, you see how this is woven? This means for this moment in time, like, we are family. Like, while we are here dancing and like sharing our stories and our songs and our food, like, we're family for this moment. And we might not be that once we leave this room, but like right now we are. And it just made me, like, when I go there and I like dance and I hear them sing, or like at the end, we just, everybody has like something called palabra, which means like you're in a circle and everybody gets to say whatever they want to say or feel. And everybody listens like respectfully, like your word has weight, like your word is like a gift, like you are a gift. And we just share food, and it made me realize that, like that's all it is, like, in life. Like, we really have to, we just have those moments. Like, we don't really know what's going to happen next.
Mm-hmm.
And during that time that we're with those people, like, we should be present to
I'm going
to
keep that
We should really love them.
That, what is that? That intention in mind at my birthday party this Friday. That's what I'm thinking.
You should, yes. Just remember, like, the people that are in your life really are gifts in the moment in time. And they're choosing, like, time. Like, now I'm realizing, like, time is, like, the most valuable thing. And when
as Kanye says, my presence.
When people choose to spend their time with you, like, that's crazy.
He was right. Honestly, I say that when I don't have a gift. I'm like, me being here is the best gift. That's why I'm kind of freaking out about, like, dedicating my time, all my time, it's like a big chunk of my time to work.
Oh,
it's
my
just
God,
like,
bro.
Dang, what could I be doing this time? Time is all we got. We're running out of time all the time. But I don't know. One day our lives will end, and that will be the ultimate ending. Or maybe it won't be an ending. Every ending is a new beginning. Oh, this ending will become a new beginning.
No.
I guess there's something upside to that.
I know. Where will we be?
Season 4.
Where will we be? Because we're having a season 4. I don't know about season 5.
Yeah, no, I guess.
But where will we be?
We're talking about new beginnings. Well, I was gonna tell the person listening. Yeah, there will be a season 4. We're not gonna look too ahead into the future, but in the other future, in the immediate future, there will be a planned season 4. So we'll see what goes on with that. Or I don't know, 9, 12. I don't know.
There will be 9 episodes.
Actually, we haven't even talked about it right now, but I have
9,
like, other ideas.
Because it's a cycle.
Random ideas. I was like, maybe we could have like mini things, you know, like tiny bite-sized episodes that I would just make. Like, I want to like expand like the format. Like, I want to be able to, I don't know, in addition to like our deep conversations, maybe like short, I don't know, artistic, feely. We'll see. I don't know. Anything.
More things. Yeah, guys, we're gonna try to be more multimedia.
Yeah,
honestly,
I know we can do better.
Our Instagram
because
I was so busy with a bunch of other things.
Try, we'll be committing.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Not we're lazy, it's just that we have
there might be a website and we stop being lazy.
We have, you know, I have a job now, guys. I have my after 5
life.
This is what I'm going to be thinking of.
Yes, we stop procrastinating.
Dude, honestly, yeah, I'm going to do that.
During
like,
your
I have like so many
your,
ideas on like the your, one the upside of it is that after 5 o'clock, I don't have to think about work. I can just do whatever I want with that time. So I've never had that power. Like, I don't have to go do homework. Like, no homework. I don't have to, like, And my schedule is set, so it's like this is gonna be it every day, so I could just like
you don't plan have like day school, around it. Yeah.
Which is something that like is crazy to me that like most of society is centered around like 9 to 5, you know, like that's just the norm that everything is scheduled around it. You know, I feel the rush hour traffic. If we're talking about just like privileged middle class type depression where it's just like you're in traffic and you're just like waiting there. It's like, yep, I'm stuck in traffic. This is what it is now. This is my life. Yeah. You know, every class got some problems. You just get new problems.
I mean, I feel like different problems. I'm just trying to be middle class. That's all I'm trying to do. It's true. Yeah, I mean, I've been thinking about it too. Well, because graduations happen and
stuff. To this point too.
And like, I'm in summer school right now.
What?
But like, I'm really going to be done next year.
You'll know better.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But you know what, Ram? I know you're like having your like existential despair. You're having your existential despair. But just think about like everything that's happened in those 6 years.
I mean, that is also
why
I feel like I started crying. Just,
like all the moments that I'm pretty sure that you thought you weren't going to make it.
Just led up to this. You know, it just all led up to this. All my hard work has led up to this job, which is great. Well, now it all led up to me being able to do this, you know. Now I'm like, now I got to do more stuff. To do more stuff. Yeah, this is no. I feel that maybe that's just that's also, you know, it's a new sequel. It's
I mean, this is just a stepping stone, you know.
It's the second season of life. Also, everybody should listen to Tyler the Creator's new album. It's so good. I cried to it, and everyone should listen to it. That's just a free plug to Tyler.
Yeah.
Oh, really bad place. And that
but yeah, Ram, just think about that. Like especially when we did the first season and you were really in a bad place. And like I remember when I went to Mexico, and you were in a really, really bad place and I was so worried about you. And I just remember like I like picked some flowers from my grandma's garden and I was in my hometown and there was like this, because there's Virgin Marys everywhere, but there was one in like a tree.
Well, thank you.
So I just like brought all those flowers and I just.
Maybe it did help.
I just prayed for you and I was like, I can't do anything.
You have to go through them, I guess.
But I hope you help him get through this.
Somehow. It was different too. I was worried about, I'm thinking about it now. I'm like, damn, that guy needed help.
Because that time I definitely was very worried about you.
I was like thinking about it. I was like,
yeah,
dang, this guy really be on this. But like, I was thinking about that to my high school self. And
that's
I'm like,
a divine intervention. Someone got,
I'm probably like, my future me right now is probably like, dang, this guy really needs. Like, it's just like, I guess that's growth. I think that's good, you know? And I'm like, this is what I'm saying. Like, obviously, there's some mistakes that are horrible, there's bad people in the world. Make horrible mistakes or like horrible things. They do horrible things. But besides the point, most people, you guys have mistakes that you guys are like doing to people. You're not like, you know, you got to learn. You got to learn and move past it and keep in mind the lessons you learned along the way and, you know, grow as a person. Don't hold it against yourself. Like to yourself, like it's not helping you to just. I don't know, be down forever and self-crucifying yourself to not grow. Because I think I remember saying growth was violent or something. And it is. Mm-hmm. It's continuing to be violent. Because you're constantly taking over. Like your new self is constantly taking over. And then a newer one is taking over.
It's uncomfortable.
Keeps growing and growing and growing. It's never stopping. But
yeah, I think a big part of like this year too, or my time here, was
shell.
Like just the whole coming out process. It's hard. I thought, like I said, I thought I had come out 2 years ago, but I guess emotionally I was not all the way there. Yeah. And I think I'm kind of like,
I think it's just navigating those stuff is just me, feelings, like, right? Like, because
letting
once you navigate
through things,
difficult feelings, it's
basically just letting go of security.
Feels so much lighter. It's like, whoo.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you finally say it, and I'm like, oh. You process it and just like,
yeah,
oh,
and I'm like, okay. I didn't know. And every time I go through something, I'm like, I didn't know I was caring that much.
Me thinking I'm good, but I'm like, I love that video so much. And that's how I feel whenever I like find out like there's problems, like, oh, and out. I love that. I love that video so much. I say that way too much.
And
dude, I just think about that. Like, I say that out loud so much now. But somebody
I'm
like
gonna think about. So I'm gonna, like, oh, I'm gonna just think about that now. Every time I'm like,
well, that's how it be. It's how it is. But hey, to the people listening, you could send us a voice message or email us on Boys Do Cry podcast@gmail.com or what you learned, because I really want to know, like, who is listening. I want to know what lessons you learned. Like, share it with us, please. I want to know, because some you probably be getting something else that we're not picking up, you know, like yeah, like I know at least one person. I don't know, maybe I'm overestimating.
I know. You're probably
at least
like
one person
analyzing us and really
has listened to every episode of this podcast. At least
than we know.
I want to say at least one. Actually, at most one has listened to every episode. And I want to meet you. I want to know who you are. I want to say personally thank you. If you're listening, I'm thanking you right now. Like, directly. I'm breaking the fourth wall. Like, and I'm not even talking to the other listeners. I'm just talking to you. Just you who has listened to every episode. You know who you are. You're the best. We all love the other ones too. But yeah. yeah. Is that it? Do you have any other lessons that you learned, Paulina, that you want to share?
Yeah. I think,
yep,
like,
that's true.
Even though it doesn't seem like you're getting better or you're like changing or improving, if you really look at it, you probably are. Because I used to have, I remember listening to like some of the episodes from here, and I'm like, my body couldn't relax. Like, I was having anxiety attacks. I was like, I used to get like panic attacks driving through LA, and now I can drive through LA like nothing.
Yeah.
And I can be in crowds again. Yeah. Like, the stimuli.
You'd be surprised how you.
I used to, like, the traffic
things,
would, like,
honestly,
cause me to have anxiety attacks because it was so much. Now I'm like, I can handle it. Yeah. And I don't know when it happens. But I think also I learned that. To be complete, or not complete, but to be true to yourself, or to like get all those pieces of yourself, it's painful for sure. Because I think of like everything I've done to even get to this moment. And I'm like, I literally like went to Mexico because I knew there was a piece of me there that was like, I wasn't going to get back unless I went there and I felt what I had to feel. And I knew
Oregon.
That I had to come here too. Even though
what's
it's not
Oregon?
Fun, because I like there's a piece
in Oregon
that I had to get, and over the summer I think at the end I'm gonna go to Oregon.
New adventure.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of trauma. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna go to the Philippines this summer, or not summer, this winter. I'm gonna save all my pay time off for that.
Reclaim the landscape.
So that's gonna be fun. I don't know. It's You know, I do know what's waiting there for me. Just pure love right there. I need that energy back. I need that. And you get supercharged with that energy, especially during Christmas time. Oh my God. It's just pure bliss. Pure love. But dude, time does pass by, because like I went there in 2015. I'm like, you know what, guys? I'm going to be back in like 2 years. It's like 4 years already. So I'm like, fuck. And I really need to make time. Like, I can't, you know, like, flying back to the Philippines is like much more of a thing. And I'm kind of jealous that you could just like 12 hours. So, yeah, see, I'm kind of jealous of everyone like going to Mexico. Like, I'm jealous of everyone
how long is the flight
to do that.
Like, oh, shit. Let's go. Minus three. But then three drive.
They
just go. No, you know what's, yeah, you know what I think what's also made it like hard about like really just being super open and like coming out fully to everybody is that part. It's like, because when I was in Mexico, I'm like, but what if they knew? Like, then would I lose this? Like, would I lose like just being able to be here?
Yeah.
And I probably will lose like a lot of parts of it, because it is a really small town and it is super Catholic. Mm. And I think that's what like was hard. Because yeah, I guess that's like such an intimate. Yeah,
it's like you're letting, you might have to let go of
such
this
a part of me that I love so much.
To embrace the other part.
And it's like choosing myself, even though I can't have that.
Yeah, and that is hard to just let go of that, because it will change.
I have to
integrate
both somehow, but it might not be the same when I go back to my hometown.
Or maybe it won't. Yeah. I don't know, but that is still a possibility, and that's scary.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's why I'm going through it low-key, because it's like it took me like 22 years to even get that part back, like go back to Mexico and do all that, and now I'm like at a crossroads, like, all right, well, this is really important to me, but you know, I might have to give some things up. Or even with my dad, I'm like, if I didn't, I could have just like lived this life where I could have been like no relationship with him. But now now I have a relationship, and now
I can't
pretend that I don't love him and that he doesn't love me.
We're cold back to that.
So now when I say it,
in the garden,
there's like that possibility.
It's crazy how like words, like things.
It all comes back to that garden metaphor, like, of them demolishing it.
Just, like simple things.
Yeah.
Like, you know, reconnecting, talking to somebody. It's like the hardest thing. Or like could have like such a big impact. It's crazy. You change everything or nothing at the same time. I don't know. That's the power of words, I guess, or feelings of all of it. Yeah. Scary. But also awesome. That's awesome.
I know.
All right, guys. I think we reached the end of this podcast episode.
It is.
We don't know what's ahead. What? That is the question. What the answer is to love, I guess.
Yeah.
I think that is a scary option, but you got to do it.
It's just like to love or not to love. That is the question.
It's worth it. It's very much worth it.
To love or not to love.
Yeah, see, there's that. Even if there's that whole like,
yeah, kind of. I'm choosing it right now.
Intuitive like, approach.
I'm letting these people in. But
I think maybe I'm like getting the whole metaphor of like you can't have your cake and eat it too, which never made sense for me. You gotta eat the cake to savor the cake, But once you eat it, you won't have it anymore. It's gone. So you got to eat the cake because to taste the cake.
Uh-huh.
You can't just look at it and sit and just like, I don't want to lose this. And you got to let go of it. Yeah, and I'm glad I've been opening.
You can't just go through your life.
It's just a continuing like process of opening up even more.
Because then you might not feel joy.
Just like, I know, knowing your limits, you know. Sometimes I don't want to. Sometimes I just want to close up and chill. But I'm ready. I'm ready. Let's go. It's Gemini season. I'm growing stronger every day. My full.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, Gemini season is the worst season for Geminis. Don't let them. They know it too. They know it. It's the worst season for them.
or is it?
That's when they get actually exposed, and they don't like being exposed. But yeah, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Season. Boom. That should be the episode title. Silver Tote to Love.
Yeah, guys. That was it. That was our season. God. To love or not to love.
Brown white? Oh, white.
That was it. To love or not to... And the art of life is grieving.
I might tattoo that on my... Change. Somewhere.
People might not always be in your life, so cherish them if you have...
Yeah, I might tattoo that somewhere.
To spend like, their little, time with you.
Somewhere in my arm to remind
consider
myself.
Consider them as gifts.
Damn. I might just do that, actually. Just have a boys also tattoo the logo. Two boys on there. But yeah, we'll see you whenever. I don't know when, but if you follow us on Instagram or Twitter, actually, we're not on Twitter that often, but on Instagram at Boys Do Cry Pod, you can find out when season 4 will happen. Or you'll get sneak peeks probably of what we're planning. Because we will be thinking deeply about what we want to do. Because I think, yeah, I want to like make the next one really special and really like put in 100% of my effort. Because this was a really long season and that was way too long. Yeah, no, I feel that. And I'm kind of satisfied with that, with my own effort. Like, I want to actually, like,
yeah, you know, I feel like I gave like 65% of my effort,
and I know I could, because we've done it before. So, but we can even do better. But whatever.
Yeah,
you know, it was a journey, and we did it. We went through it. I honestly didn't think we'll make it to this point, but we did. So, I'm proud of us. I'm proud of you, Pauline. We figured it out. And I'm proud of you, Pauline, for doing this. Thank you for sticking by and doing this with me, because I really love doing this with you.
Yeah, we figured it out.
I love it each time, you know. I feel like I get something out of it every day. I hope you are too.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I love you, Paulina. And I love you, listener, whoever you are listening out there. I love you.
I do.
I'm sending out. I'm reaching out to you right now, and I hope you could feel it. These vibes.
I love you too.
I'm sending out vibes. Yeah. Yeah. I'm giving you these spiritual vibes. But yeah, I hope. Yeah.
We burnt our Palo Santo today, so y'all.
Yeah. Yeah, we might be just totally different people. Just,
you know, it's gonna be crazy because the next time y'all hear from us, you know, everybody in my family might know.
Okay, that's too much change. I'm not ready for it. There's too many changes. The picture is just gonna be like introducing the new. The new host, Paulina's mullet.
With my new job at Home Depot.
The third host. take care of all y'all selves. And yeah, keep on growing. Choose love. All right. Thank you. And
yeah, goodbye. Just remember to choose love. When the question is to love or not to love.
Goodbye.
Choose love.
Ever wanna live so bad you wanna die?
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Boys Do Cry.
If you would like to support us so we can pay our therapy copay, you can. You can go on Anchor. You can follow this link, bit.ly/supporttheboys.
For as little as 99 cents, you can support the pod. We appreciate you for taking the time to listen to us.
You could also support the podcast by reviewing us on Apple Podcasts. Please rate us 5-star and give us a review. It really helps out the podcast.
Yeah, and you can follow us on Facebook. Our Instagram and Twitter is Boys Do Cry Pod. Follow us so we can become influencers and get free stuff.
And we would like to thank Food for Thought, aka Jalen from Music Collective's So Self-Explanatory and Hopeless Hit Happy. Our theme song is called What's the Purpose?
And remember, Maya Angelou is always right.